It's around 95 degrees this evening, and Lake Fayetteville's empty except for a few fishermen and a gaggle of ducks swarming the dock begging for bread chunks. Nearby, a half dozen men and women fresh off work gear up for rowing practice as they untie the shell, a very long, skinny fiberglass boat stored and racked upshore with several other smaller ones, and loaded onto a trailer to take to the shore. Their leader explains how they got started.
I'm Margaret Britton. I'm the president of the Northwest Arkansas Rowing Club. And we got started, the idea started a couple of years ago. A few friends and I thought that it would be great to have a rowing club here in Arkansas. We had never rowed before. We'd never been in any of the boats, but we'd seen it in the Olympics. We'd seen it in movies. It looked very cool and a lot of fun. And we were kayakers, so we decided to check into it. We found out there were some boats here that went up for a silent auction, and we were able to get four boats. So we got started, and now we're incorporated. We're working on not-for-profit status and have established a board of directors and all of that. But the great news is that as of July 3rd, we had boats in the water and we're rowing.
Sounds simple, but the sweep boats are incredibly complex to operate, let alone navigate, being super narrow and very tippy. So the prospective members must pass a swim test, view a safety video, then participate in classes to prepare, like the one taking place today.
Half of the people in the club have never been in a boat before, never been in a boat like this before. And the other half have all kinds of experience. We have a guy that's rowed with the Algerian national team. We have another man who actually was a coxswain for Wisconsin in the 1940s and later coached the Yale lightweight men's team.
That would be Dr. Roy Rome, the coxswain. He's a professor emeritus of horticulture at the University of Arkansas.
But 60 years ago, I was a lightweight rowing coach at Yale University. How did I get involved in this group in Fayetteville? Well, Alan Lord, who is the director of the Shiloh Museum, was kind enough to ask me to give a lecture last winter on Arkansas's apple history. And in my introduction, she learned that I'd had some rowing experiences, and she came up to me and said, "Do you know we're getting a rowing group organized in Fayetteville?" And my first reaction was, "Wow," and my second reaction was, "Count me in."
The youngest member is 24. Dr. Rom sits in the bow of the boat facing his crew, calling out direction. He must be exceptionally patient because even the club president, Margaret Britton, is a novice.
Well, I'm new to rowing, so I've barely experienced four people rowing in perfect synchronicity. Once in a while, we get a few strokes in that are just perfect, and then we all cheer. Often when you're beginning to learn to row, just two of the four rowers in the boat will row at a time, and the other two will hold the boat steady, because the hardest thing to learn as a group is to do it all together, and then also to keep a good balance on the boat or keep the boat on keel. So we're all learning about that every day, and we're having a great lot of fun doing that. The boats look and really are very unstable, except when you put the oars out on the water, flat on the water, and then it essentially makes this 18-inch wide boat about 20 feet wide, and it's quite stable. So we haven't had any mishaps, and we don't plan to have any.
Members of this crew experience benefits of practice, Britton said.
Rowing is a total body sport. A lot of people who haven't rowed think of it as an upper body sport because they see people really pulling on these long oars. But in fact, most of the power comes from the legs because the seats slide along a track in the boat, and the stroke starts with a push-off using your leg muscles. And then you follow through after that with your back and then finally with your arms. So really uses your core strength, arms, legs, everything. And certainly balance. And it also uses your brain a lot. We've all of the people in the club who are new to rowing have been very surprised about how much they have to think, because there are so many things to think about when you actually pull an oar through the water. It's many of us have kayaked before and found that sort of intuitive. This is almost counterintuitive. Of course, you're going backwards. The oars are very long, the boats are very skinny, and you're trying to do it with three other people.
We head over to the boat slip to meet safety boat operator and club member Bill Correll from Bella Vista. He's an architect with Walmart.
So, yeah, I'm just an obsessive rower. I started rowing just out of the blue, didn't really know anything about it. Fortunately, some people up in Bella Vista saw me, and they were great rowers. They came out, gave me some training, set me up. So now I'm out literally every morning at 5:30 or 6 in the morning out rowing before work, so it's great. But now joining this club, I get the opportunity to do some sweep rowing and crew rowing, you know, with the whole team. Much more fun. So I'm looking forward to more of this.
By now, the crew have hauled the long and heavy shell to the shore. They hold the boat steady in knee-deep water, put on life vests, and secure the long oars and other rigging.
I'm Wynn Dickinson, and I've lived in Fayetteville for over 20 years.
Dickinson rowed in California, where she grew up. She says this Ozarks crew is pretty different from her California crew.
Well, a lot of the California crew grew up rowing. You know, a lot of them from Southern California, and they grew up rowing in high school. So these people here came to it as adults. So that's how it's different, really different. Yeah.
My name's Kim Stoss, and I'm from Fayetteville, Arkansas. And I haven't been rowing for long. We've just had the boats on the water for about a month. I was a kayaker before that. And so the neat thing I love about this is more the aspect of the teamwork and the mental work. It's not as physical, but well, it is physical, but it seems like it's more mental. Getting the right strokes, doing it all together very smoothly. It's more like a dance.
Each rower is in charge of just one oar, but all must row in precision. The most accomplished?
My name is Amer Aitu Mezian. Okay, I started to row in high school in Algeria, and then I was in a national team, and I had the opportunity to row on the Nile and some prestigious rivers in Europe, and many camps and many lakes throughout Europe. And I hope this sport will take on, as we have a lot of water in Arkansas, and actually throughout the United States, but especially in Arkansas. So hopefully, if you're listening, come and join us.
15 minutes later, it's time to cast off. The coxswain calls for each crew member to board. One by one, they climb aboard, sit down, and slide their feet under foot straps, which anchors them.
Hang on to the oar. That's your lifeline. Okay, number one, take a couple of strokes. The rest of you keep your oars flat on the water for balance.
After the boat quickly skims away, Bill Correll strides to the boat dock, jumps into the safety boat, and we chase after them.
Well, right now we're in the follow boat, and we're getting out to try to catch up with the rowboat. So in a second we'll be close to them. They're kind of training off and on. What they're doing is training and testing their balance. The balance is crucial on these because they're only a little bit over a foot wide, about 40 feet long, and the bottoms are totally circular round. So there's no stability at all except when the oars are in the water. Otherwise, they are super tippy. So right now, everybody's training, learning how to balance, learning how to follow the commands from the coxswain. It's a little bit dicey, okay, but very fun.
Ready? I'm going to beat the cadence. We'll keep going as long as we're not in deep trouble. Are you ready to roll? Roll.
We're eating their dust.
Yeah, I know. There's no way to keep up with them once they get going.
Over the next hour, the crew will practice various drills. And although still in the upper 90s in the city, out on the water, it's cool and breezy. More than 350 rowing clubs exist across the United States, like the Smoky Mountain Rowing Club, the St. Croix Rowing Club in Wisconsin, the Sagatuck Rowing Club in Connecticut, and the San Francisco Blades. The paddles at the end of the 14-foot-long oars look like blades, large, very flat, slightly curved, and sharp. Members of the Rowing Club of Northwest Arkansas traveled to Little Rock earlier this summer for lessons with the Little Rock Rowing Club, but next time, it won't be advice they seek, but to race in a scrimmage. Club President Margaret Britton, who opted out of practice today, they each take turns rowing the four-person shell, describes what a boat scrimmage would look like.
We would go down to the Arkansas River where they have a boathouse and lots of boats, and we would probably line up somewhere on the Arkansas River and then row to some bridge or something and see who got there first. So anyway, we're looking forward to that. And some of us want to row competitively, and some of us don't.
And while some members of the Northwest Arkansas Rowing Club will row competitively, all have joined for the pure pleasure of it. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.